Over 50 former Swalwell staffers call for resignation after sexual assault allegations. By Paul Bois on April 12, 2026. Over 50 former staffers of Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, have called for his resignation following a series of sexual assault and misconduct allegations. The signed open letter described the allegations against Swalwell as both serious and credible. The allegations reported by the San Francisco Chronicle and CNN are serious, credible, and demand accountability, the letter said. We stand unequivocally with our colleague, who showed extraordinary courage in coming forward to share her truth. We believe her. Both CNN and the Chronicle reported that a former staffer accused the California gubernatorial candidate of sexual assault, saying the two had sexual relations after a night of drinking, believing that she did not have the mental capacity to consent. Three other women also told CNN that Swalwell would send unprompted nude photos and graphic messages. What has been described is not a political attack. It is the account of a young woman who trusted her employer, who was targeted and exploited by someone in a position of power over her, and who has carried this burden for years, the letter further said. The corroboration reported by both outlets, including medical records and multiple witnesses, makes clear that this cannot be dismissed or deflected. No statement, no cease and desist letter, and no claim of political motivation changes what our colleague experienced. After calling for a full investigation into the matter, the former staffers ultimately concluded that Swalwell should not only drop from the California governor race but also resign from Congress. To our colleague, you are not alone. We see you. We stand with you. We are deeply sorry that we did not know what you were enduring, and we carry the weight of that with us. Your bravery in speaking out has given voice to what many victims have feared to say, and we are grateful for your courage. We are appalled by his actions and stand firmly with you and every victim who has come forward, it concluded. The Manhattan District Attorney's Office also said on Saturday that it is investigating a sexual assault allegation against Swalwell. The congressman has denied all allegations against him.